Astros and Rays. Mike Fiers will be squaring off against Alex Cobb. We'll take it to the top of the second, tied at one. Brian McCann at the plate.
This ball is hit to center field. Kiermaier on the move to the track. He's to the wall. He leaps. He made the catch. What a catch by Kevin Kiermaier. This ball is hit hard to center field. Springer on the move, and George makes a diving catch. Said, I know Kevin Kiermaier has got some gold and platinum out here, but I can go get him as well. 2-1 pitch in the air deep to left center field towards his Ducky's restaurant sign, and Longoria has hit a home run. Evan Longoria hits the third home run of the night for the Rays, and they lead 3-1.
Big hole on the right side with Cobb. Is a base hit to left field. Line drive by Gurriel ties the ball game.
Pitches on the ground towards third. Longoria bobbles, will take the play at third. McCann scores.
That was crazy. 13 RBIs for Springer now. That leads the ball club.
The Astros have won 8 of their last 9 games, outscoring their opponents 52-28 over that span. In his no decision, Mike Fiers goes 5 innings, allowing 3 earned runs with 5 strikeouts. A.J. Hinch and the Astros came out on top Friday. Here's the manager on the victory against the Rays.
No, I mean, these guys are really good. We got a lot of them, which is a good feeling. Obviously, Feliz comes in and gets some big outs, and then you know, our back three that you know, normally pitch the back three did all their job. So it's nice to have a lot of options, and especially when those guys come in and pitch well.
Fiers, we'll see. It looked like 3 different pitches they got on too. Was there certain?
Yeah, you know, he didn't end at bats early in the game. I think 2 of them were 2-strike home runs, and then one at Longoria, one was a 1-strike homer. But he made a really good adjustment. I thought the best he's thrown all season were his last 2 innings, where he kind of caught a rhythm and made a few more pitches. And really, the way the game started, getting through 5 and the game was tied, it was a nice time to get him out of there. But he'd done his job to collect himself out there and make his pitches.
Carlos Beltran belted his second home run of the year in Friday's win against the Rays. Here's what he had to say.
That's what it's all about, man. I think we have a good team. We feel that, you know, our lineup can hit, and you know, we have come back in a few games before, so, you know, we're confident that, you know, if we continue to grind at bats and being able to put quality at bats, we're going to find a way to score.
Brian McCann went 3-for-4 in the Astros' victory on Friday. Here's the veteran catcher on his performance.
It was good. I mean, I feel like I keep saying this and everybody keeps saying it. We got a deep lineup and it's hard to get through us 3 times. So we feel like we're going to get to the starting pitcher at some point. And tonight was no different.
3-for-4 for you with an RBI, and things really got going for this club in the 4th inning. And it started with the Carlos Beltran. He popped one up. You know how a catcher feels. He wasn't able to get to it, but it seemed like things really got going at that point. Did you feel that, especially after the 4 straight hits?
Yeah, we battled early. We got his pitch count up. He was throwing a lot of off-speed early in counts, and eventually, if you miss with it, you're going to have to come at some point. And you know, we're deep, so we didn't miss.
Question on Mike Fiers, real quick. What did you see from him? The solo homers got him, but was able to give you 5 innings.
Yeah, and he could have gone more, you know, but we got such a good bullpen that, you know, there was no need to. But, yeah, solo homers will never beat you. And, you know, I feel like he could have gone more. But at the same time, when you can hand the ball off to Will and the guys down the bullpen, you can do that too.
And the bullpen. What do you think of these guys each night?
It's incredible what they're doing. Multiple innings, what Devo, Feliz, Peacock, these guys are handing the ball off to the back end, and it's so huge.
Are you pretty much in sync with every pitcher on this staff? It seems like you've got something working with everybody.
I'm getting there. You know, I'm getting more familiar each time out. You know, so it's taking some time, but it's going great.
What's the importance of winning the first of not just a series, but a road trip?
It's huge. Just to carry the confidence from that homestand we had, basically, and the last road trip. To keep that going is big, and we'd look to come out tomorrow and do the same thing.
Series resumes on Saturday. Charlie Morton takes the hill for the Astros. He'll face Ian Snell, who's still in search of his first win.